DW. Black smoke rises from the streets of Nairobi's biggest slum. Groups of angry young protesters build barricades. Car tires and market stalls burn. Members of the crowd hurl rocks at the heavily armed security forces, who respond with tear gas and gunshots. It's the night of August 12, 2017, just after the announcement of the later annulled presidential election results. In Kenya, there's always a risk of violence after a vote, says street vendor Jopeth.
Yeah, I'm very afraid. As you can see, I have not opened. My property is still inside, so I feel it's not good. And I'm feeling we have to be afraid.
The election riots last year claimed nearly 40 lives. How many deaths were down to political agitation is unclear, but it's an ever-present problem in Kenya.
For Raila to become president, people must die. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's MP George Aladwa, a vocal supporter of opposition leader Raila Odinga. Hassan Mohamed of the National Cohesion and Integration Commission says it's this kind of incitement that fuels conflict between Kenya's ethnic groups, and not just in election season. He has the extremely difficult job of trying to prevent ethnic violence and bring rabble-rousers to justice.
In most cases, it used to be in public meetings by politicians and what. But increasingly now, people are using the social media to malign other communities, to abuse, to insult.
Modern technology makes it much easier to spread incendiary propaganda, says Alphonse Shiundu from the fact-checking organization Africa Check.
In Kenya, you have 39 million people with mobile phones, and you have 7 million people on Facebook and 14 million people on WhatsApp. You already have an audience, a ready audience. So that is sort of a wildfire.
Around the time of the election, a series of professionally made propaganda videos made the rounds online. In them, Raila Odinga appeared as a confused, stammering old man. Or as a power-hungry, corrupt official poised to plunge Kenya into chaos. Controversial data company Cambridge Analytica was rumored to be behind the alarming videos. Paul Hagai lives in the Mathare slum in Nairobi. He says controversial posts on social media can quickly escalate into clashes on the streets.
These things cause a great deal of damage because security becomes a problem. When the people in our neighborhoods get together and talk about it, conflict breaks out. These things hurt us.
Worse still are inflammatory false reports, for example, that one ethnic group has allegedly attacked another. Mohammed of the National Cohesion and Integration Commission says fake news often spreads just as fast as real news.
You see, somebody wakes up in the morning, and that's been very common, and puts some fake news. The next morning, our people have taken pangas. They have killed the other community. Just because of that small thing, you have the one who has ignited it.
And the more this type of content is shared, the more credible the message becomes, at least for social media users like Eric Otieno.
Sometimes you think that something someone sent you could be false, but then you see how many people have forwarded it, and you think it must be true.
The Kenyan government this year passed a new law against cybercrime. That doesn't just mean harsh penalties for online scammers and fraudsters, but also for those who abuse social media and publish false information. Here's Majority Leader of the National Assembly, Aden Duale, speaking as the legislation was adopted by Parliament.
Today we are giving the people of Kenya a piece of legislation that will create harmony, that will create stability, that will give us people to offer constructive and reasonable criticisms where it's needed.
But critics of the law say it violates individual rights. Journalists, bloggers, and opposition activists fear it will be used to silence them. James Wamathai of the Bloggers Association of Kenya says it's unconstitutional.
Fake news is a problem. It's a ruse. That they're saying this is the reason. Let's say free speech is hateful. There's a law for that. Let's say this free speech is defamatory. There's a law for that. The reason why they would create another separate law is because they have a hidden agenda so that they can block certain conversation and block certain people.
Kenya's IT minister, Joe Mucheru, vehemently rejects this claim.
Whoever defines, like now, fake news, you'll go to court. And so there's a judge who will decide whether what you put there is true or false. So it's not, Mucheru, it's not government itself, because everybody thinks this is government clamping down. But we have a judiciary.
That's cold comfort for Mohammed of the National Cohesion and Integration Commission, who says the courts have already failed to enforce the new laws against hate speech by politicians.
The cases take ages in court. I know some of the cases have taken 5 years in court. These are very powerful people. In most cases, witnesses, and they fear. That will not stop us from continuing. We will continue. Perhaps one day we will nail one very powerful person, and then it will be a lesson to everybody. DW.